guys, welcome to Call Me Whenever. I'm Chinaza.
And I'm Shivani.
And yeah, that's our duo.
You know what's annoying, Chinaza?
Yes, Shivani. Actually, I don't. Why don't you tell me?
I will. When you just love yourself, you love your appearance, you love your energy.
Period.
And someone has to piss all over it.
Who's going to clean all of that up? Who's going to clean all of that clearly up? Clearly not that me. Disrespect.
Literally all that
they
disrespect.
They need to clean up their own act, in fact.
Period. And the reason why I bring this all up is because I'm starting to see a pattern. Like, I really am. And I wonder if the rest of you guys, those that are listening, have been seeing this pattern or not life.
You have to elucidate for us, Shivani. You have to tell us what you mean.
I will. So, I've just noticed that, like, there's, like, certain things that, you know, like, I do and I love and I own it.
Period.
And literally, within a week, I'll hear so much about it behind my back. Like, it'll just be like, oh, like, why does she have to walk in like that? Like, what was the purpose of wearing those, like, booted heels? Like, I can go up. Like, I'm starting down. Like, I'm starting
booted
on the
heels?
Base.
Like, actually, are you talking about those booties you have? Those are cute.
Yeah.
They're cute. I think in our first Instagram post, you're wearing them. They're adorable.
Yeah, they're super cute. And, like, they, like, elevate any outfit. Like, I could be wearing, like, a t-shirt and jeans, but if I add those booties, it makes that t-shirt fit look like kind Pop of in. Like something that you can wear like more, you know, party-y.
Why is it that when you said elevated, I thought you were gonna say elevate your height, because as you know, Shivani is what, like 5'1"?
It's just bullying at this point, you know.
Okay.
Like, it really is.
Because height matters, right, guys?
Right. And that is episode 41.
Yes. Thank you. Great memory, Shivani.
That's a great, great, great episode, because I feel like I put all my feelings into one podcast, and I think it's one of my favorite episodes, honestly.
I think Shivani just likes playing devil's advocate, and she was able to do that in that episode. So, well, it wasn't even
playing devil's advocate. I was playing my own team. You were playing devil's advocate.
No, I was repping my team. Well, it wasn't really my team.
It's not your team. It's not like
I was repping the set. I was repping. I was on the right side of history. Just go back to the podcast and you'll know what I'm talking about. I was on the right side of history.
It's just
for
wrong,
sure.
You know.
But that's not where we're here. But that's not why we're here
everyone
today.
Together. Shivani, I know. Thank you. Reel
I need to rein it back in. I'm sorry. Reel us I'm back gonna in. Reel it in. Reel it in. So, wait, what's that song? Wait. Reel it in.
Reel it in.
Reel it in. No. I don't even remember this song.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, I got the bag. Tell a friend. Something like that. Listen, this just proves we have not gone to a party in like a long time. The way that
it's actually such a shame, because I love music and I still love music, and like I've explored new music throughout this pandemic, especially like some that's like not like mainstream, because I think actually like mainstream hip-hop and R&B music, it's no longer mainstream. Like you these past couple of months, I feel like the artist really has to connect with the listener, because the listener has all the time in the world. Like, why should the listener give you their time? Because before, I feel like if it became a hit really quickly, or like if a producer pushed it and it gets played on the radio or something, then you'll hear it at a bar, you'll hear it at a restaurant, you'll hear it at different spots.
The radio was very powerful. That's how
I
got all my
stuff. Like now it's like, well, at least these past couple of months, I mean, everything's opening back up. But before, it was hard because those things didn't exist. So like these artists really had to like
push it, like connect with their audience. Like, radio is such a powerful tool, even though we've moved beyond that, quote unquote. Like, we still, like, you're still subconsciously listening to the radio in so many settings that you don't realize. Like, when you go to the store, when you're on the bus or on public transportation, like, you're just always going to be listening to the radio. You're going to hear the hit songs. But my argument, my thesis now for at least for this pandemic, I don't know what's going to happen afterwards, is that TikTok has become our new radio. Like, TikTok, if you can get your song on TikTok, ask my girl Olivia Rodrigo, because she will tell you what TikTok can do for you, because TikTok worked wonders for her whole music career. Like, if not for TikTok, I don't think she would have blown up the way she did. Like, I think she was bound for success. She's
a good example, but I think that there's some others that really blew up on TikTok, because, like, mm-hmm. she had Disney backing her.
That's
like,
let's true. Not forget so she was going, like, to be successful regardless.
It's like that product child, you know, like Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez. Like, there's, like, those Demi. Product babies that they, like, push out. And, I mean, we don't know if Jonas Brothers, yeah. Like, we don't know if, like, she would have been as massive as quickly. Probably not. You're right. But there are some artists that, like, we did not know who they were, and they blew up on during the pandemic on TikTok, and now, like, their lives have completely changed, you know?
Yeah, TikTok has changed lives. We're trying to have TikTok change our life.
But speaking of TikTok, let's reel that back in.
Do you understand the pun you just did? Because TikTok and reels, let's reel that back in. Shivani, you did that. You did that.
I did that, guys. I did that.
She did that, guys. If you didn't get that pun that she just did right now, run it back. Just click the rewind 10 seconds.
Rewind 15 seconds.
Oh, 15 seconds. And hear that again. Because it was magic. It was artwork.
It was beautiful. And it was flawless until we had explained it for 45 seconds.
We kind of ruined the joke.
We ruined it, but anyway.
You know when they say, like, when you have to explain a joke, it becomes
bad? It ruins it.
We corrupted that, but continue.
Yeah, it's okay, though, because it adds charisma to the whole podcast.
It adds character.
It adds character. But no, like, getting back to talking about, like, just hate. And I don't mean, like, hatred in a negative connotation, but it's just, like, so funny. Like, I really want to talk about, like, it's just, you could be doing, like, you could be minding your own business and people still find a way to make it their business.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I think I should trademark that, because that's an amazing line.
People will always find a way to make what's not their business their business. I think I saw a picture. You know how, like, there are GIFs and, like, you know, those, like, little pictures that become trendy on, like, Instagram? Well, I found one that was, like, the guy was telling somebody else, so I'm minding my business and you're minding my business. Who's minding your business? And I was like, period. Because if you're spending all your time on everybody else's junk, who's tending to your own field? Your field has weeds in it and you don't even know.
Exactly.
Because you're too busy criticizing and poking your nose in everybody else's rose gardens. What are you doing? So
exactly,
somebody else, like, is in fact gleaning, stealing all of your, like, all of your labor. They're probably stealing your workers. They're probably
and the good
stealing
fertilizer. The good fertilizer.
Oh yeah, exactly. They're stealing everything. I said what? You can tell this girl does not garden. No, I do dabble a little bit in gardening. I have a little pot plant by my windowsill in my kitchen, and I just throw a little water in there every week. It's withering away.
She says, actually, I throw a little bit of water.
Guys, I'm actually super sad because I was so good with it. Like, the plant was thriving. And today I went and it was dying. Like, it was brown.
It's probably because of all, like, the sun rays and, like, the heat. It's probably, like, really dehydrated. You should probably give it a lot of water.
Yeah, that would require me to remember to do that. But I'll try. There's also something, like, you know those water bulbs? Shivani's looking at me like I'm a bad mom. Which, hey, I'm a bad plant mom at the moment because my leaves are dying. Not leaves, plants. But you know how there's, like, a little water bulb that you can, like, put and it'll, like, I don't know if it knows that it's adding water at certain times or how it works, but it slowly feeds water into the plant. I'm not sure if
you know. That's interesting. I know what you're saying, but, like, I can't visualize it exactly, like, the real product, but, like, that does make sense. I've seen, like, a couple TikToks, because my TikToks are, like, not, like, really dances. Like, I mean, they could be, like, cultural dances, but I'm really off of, like, the TikTok, I guess, like, you know, influencer space. I just, like, have videos of, like, plants and, like, cooking videos. Like, I'm really old in that
meditation
in that sense. meditation, like, or like quotes, like motivational quotes and things like that. They really get me going in the morning. I'm like, yeah. But
what's on your TikTok for you, Paige?
You let us know, guys, because I really want to know. But I saw this plant this plant video. Essentially, like, this plant mom, what she does is, like, she fills, like, the whole, like, a whole glass bowl with water, and then, like, or, like, halfway, and then she just puts the plant in the bowl, and then it kind of, like, with no
soil?
Well, no, like, it's, like, a potted plant.
Oh, I just thought of a bowl. I thought of an empty pot when you said that, so I was visualizing a glass bowl with water in it, and I was like, okay, where's this going?
Maybe I'm not explaining it right, but basically, like, it's you have, like, all these, like, house plants, you know, mm-hmm. and you put, like, you literally physically grab the house plant, like, the pot, because all the pots have holes, obviously, underneath it for the water to release, and so you just put it in that glass bowl filled with water, and so what it does is that the roots will just suck up the water that it needs. It will never overly drink water, you know. It's like human mm-hmm. beings, like, if it's done drinking water or done taking water, wow. it's not going to keep doing it. Now I don't know how, like, good it is for the plants, but I've seen a lot of, like, plant, like, at home, like, home plant moms mm-hmm. use that trick. So I was just like, word. I don't have any plants, like, in the house, so.
There are some people, plants have become, I feel like it's another trend, but they've really become big recently. Or maybe we're just getting older and we're in the age that people start getting plants and such. But I know so many people who specifically like those small plants. What are they called? I'm thinking the word geranium, but I know that's not the right
plant. Cacti?
Yeah, but it's not a cacti. It's a supple.
I know what you're talking about.
What's the word?
Oh my god! It's actually a plant that you're, like, if you give it as a gift, it's, like, considered, like, you'll get good fortune.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I'm thinking supplement, but that's not a supplement. If you want to talk, listen to our opinions on supplements, go to Pills and Pillows. Episode 8, I think. I don't know why I'm on a roll today. Supple.
I'm so dead. But I don't even know how we got into this plant talk, but, like, essentially what Chinaza was trying to say is that what's the point of going into other people's gardens when your own garden is withering?
Right. Yes.
Like, quote it just that. Doesn't trademark make it. Sense. Trademark that. We should put that on shirts or something. But anyway.
We should. Guys, let us know if you'd wear those shirts while watering your own garden and minding your own business.
Minding your own business.
Like the good CMW fans that we know you are.
Exactly. But it just, like, doesn't really make sense. Like, I've seen it so many, like so many times. Like, it'll be, like, a small success. It won't even be, like, the biggest thing in the world. Like, you get, like, a small position. And it's just, like, there's immediate jealousy. And, like... Mm-hmm. You don't even intend to, like, rub it in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just won the position, or, like, you just got a good grade, like, or you just have a good relationship with a professor. Like, what are you going to do about that? Like, what
right.
Like, you should I don't understand. You should be proud of that. And, like, there's nothing wrong with having confidence. Like, that's something I realized, like, I'm a very confident person, but definitely, like, my freshman year, I lost a little bit of my confidence just because other people didn't like my confidence, and, like, low-key, I guess I let them win for a little bit, because in my
you
head
dialed back.
I mellowed down. Yeah, like, I was just like, okay, like, I have to, like, know my place, like, I need to, like, it has to be, like, the right time for me to, like, you know, do, like, act the way that I want to act or whatever. And that's a load of BS, because that's doesn't even make sense. Like, I think my thought process, definitely now that I'm saying it out in the open, like, makes absolutely no sense. But I guess because I was in a new environment, I was just trying to, like, play the best of, like, all worlds, you know?
Yeah, and be on everyone's good side.
But, like, the people that were, like, obviously trying to, like, put me down, like, they, like, succeeded because they just didn't like to see any confident person. Like, I don't know if confidence is, like...
Because they're insecure.
Yeah, and it's such a shame, though, because, like, we all can be confident in our own ways
and cheer thrive. Each other on.
Yeah, we can literally thrive, but
as a group,
I just find that crazy.
Capitalism. I'm kidding.
this not, would be the perfect time for her to it's talk true about though like the thing is though like I roll my eyes. I know like you guys can't see me rolling my eyes, but like I'll be rolling my eyes, but in the back of my head I'm like, no facts. It genuinely does come down to capitalism.
It relies on the idea that we can't all win. That's literally the number one rule we learn, that resources are finite and you need to be the best at like whatever competition is taking place, or else you're gonna lose.
Yeah, you need to be number one, and number two is not a thing.
Like, so like we live our whole lives looking over our shoulder at what other people are doing instead of running our own race as fast as we can. And ask Allison Felix, ask, oh my gosh, there's this girl who graduated class of 2019 at Harvard, and she just bodied the women's 200 meters at the Olympics. Her name is Gabby Thomas, and she's so pretty, and she's so fast. I didn't even know she was that good, but this girl is good. But, like, I was watching her run. If she looked to her left, if she looked to her right, she would have fell because she was going so fast. So, like, if the people who have been training their whole lives can't look to the left and their right in their lanes, what makes you think you can look to left and right in your own lane without falling?
No, that was funny. I love how you put that all together, because in my head I was really thinking like, where is she going with this? Where is she like going with? It was good there's job.
There's always a point to everything. There's a point.
No, in fact, absolutely, like, there's a reason why there's lanes, like, to stay in your own lane and to win the race. If you stay in your own lane and you mind your business, like, you're gonna win your race, you know? But it's
your just crazy. Race. Like, emphasis on your race. Because some people don't want to win their own race. Some people want to win other people's races. And that's, I think, where people fall into trouble all the time, because you're looking at what other people are doing and you're feeling bad about yourself and you're feeling sorry for yourself, when you should be actually looking around you, looking at the skills you have and feeling happy that you have those skills and actually pouring into those skills and making yourself a better person at what you're good at and what you love to do. But instead you're seeing, oh my gosh, this girl got this fellowship that you don't even want. You don't want that fellowship that she got. You don't even want to be a dentist, but yet you're feeling bad about yourself because this girl got into some dental program. You never wanted to be a dentist. So why are you jealous of that person?
Oh my god, that's such an amazing example, because that's exactly it too. Like, it would be the people that aren't even doing what you're doing. Like, why does it affect you so much if we're not even like going for the same career? Like, we're not even the same major, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you're like a whole humanities, English major.
I'm STEM. What is going on?
Like, what? It makes no sense. But, like, I think that, like, that has something to do. I don't know who quoted this. Like, I don't know if this was you, if this was me. But, like, I think this is such a perfect way to put it. Like, if you focus on yourself, you won't get the results that you want, but you'll get the results that you need. You know? And, like,
period.
I think that's so well framed. Whoever it
embroider was, it on a pillow so that when you sleep, you dream of your own success.
By osmosis, it gets
absorbed. It'll come. It'll come.
But no, literally, like, just focus on yourself. And, like, I get it though, like, you know, like, we it's might be tempting. Preaching and we're just like, oh, do you. I think Chinaz and I both are, yeah, of course we talk about other people and we're like, oh, like, yeah, oh
wow,
Felix is doing this, Matt is doing this, like, Jenna is doing this, like, okay, like, but I think there's a difference between observing and commenting maybe a little bit and fully putting your energy into another person rather than yourself. Because it's in human nature to compare, observe other people. Like, I don't think that's fair for me to be like, oh, mind your business, don't look at my business. Like at the end of the day, like, I know, and maybe that's my maturity, like, in the past, like, year or two, that I'm realizing that at the end of the day, like, there will always be people that are going to be looking at me. So enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. How many times have you said that, Siobhan? How many times have you waved at haters and you're like, hey, or people are watching, like, hey, I hope you're enjoying what you're seeing?
A few times, either with words or with my face, maybe not the actual wave,
or with a, like, simple selfie on your story.
Oh,
I'm actually not joking.
That's an everyday thing.
She, like, says, hey guys, that's me.
It's like, hey, I'm alive.
I win, especially, you lose. That's what Nicki Minaj says.
I love that song. Oh my gosh. Yes. No, but yeah. No. Yeah. It's enjoy the show, and everyone should have that mentality. It's not just me. Like, yeah, I might be more vocal about it and I'm just like, yeah, like enjoy the show. But the reason why I say that is because I have faced quite a lot of negativity, especially from people that I thought I
trust
down the line I could have trusted, and then I realized that that's not gonna happen, right. So now to me I'm just like, yeah, I definitely have a tougher wall, but at the same time I know that I'm not gonna be able to stop people from commenting, I'm not gonna be able to stop people from looking at what I'm doing. But what you can control is yourself. You can control mm-hmm. what you're doing, and you can control how you are reacting to other people. So like, for instance, like, yeah, there are a few times, like, I have a few acquaintances, sometimes they could get like an internship or like a shadowing gig or something that like
really nice
I don't have at the moment, and it kind of hurts a little in the heart. Like, I don't really absolutely. Like, I'm not, and maybe that is jealousy. Like, I don't really know what the right word is. Maybe it's like envious. I would say envious might be the, like, maybe the word I might be looking yeah. for. Like, oh, darn. Like, that's a good opportunity. Like, good for them. I would
have loved that. Like,
good. Yeah, good. This is my, at least how I think of it, is like, good for them, but I wish I was in place, you know?
Right. No.
And that's healthy.
I think that's being real, because, like, I think listening to the first maybe 10 minutes of this, you might be like, oh, dang, what am I doing? I'm looking at all these people. I'm super anxious. I'm always looking at other people's races, not minding my own. But honestly, real talk as well, like, we all, especially as students, as professionals, like, we spend our lives having to look left and right. And especially even being women in the workplace, sometimes you really do have to look left and right, because you'll look to your left and your male coworker is making more than you. So that is a situation, oh my God, where absolutely. Yes, you better look left and get what you're, sis, because you're getting yeah. cheated out of the hard work you're doing. But yeah, just to be completely real and to like level with you guys too, like, I've also struggled with like envy too, because sometimes it's like when you're trying so hard at something, like, and you know you're working so hard and you just aren't seeing results, and then you see it seems like everybody else is achieving their dreams in a certain single moment. Of course you're gonna want that too for yourself. Like, even every time I go on LinkedIn, I feel like LinkedIn is the most toxic social media platform LinkedIn that exists. LinkedIn is
very toxic.
Like, y'all. What? Like, how is there a social media platform to just brag about yourself? Like, that's all it is.
How do they start? I feel very honored, or I'm honored to announce
that right, I'm so accepted. Honored to announce that I've just won a Nobel Peace Prize and surpassed Dr. Martin Luther King and the most peaceful person on the planet. But you gotta stay humble though. Wink. That's literally what it is. And then like a gorgeous selfie in a backdrop of like a brick building, holding up like a certificate with fans adoring you from all sides. Like, literally. That's LinkedIn is the most, like, it's the platform for humble brags. Like, it just is.
And it's allowed. That's the only like platform where you can't get shut down for bragging. I think that's right. Like, there's a beauty in that.
There is a beauty in LinkedIn, and LinkedIn will put you on. So like, I'm not gonna talk bad on LinkedIn, but going on LinkedIn sometimes it will hit you, because it's just like, it makes you feel like you're just not enough. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've scrolled through LinkedIn and then went back to my own LinkedIn profile to see if I was doing compare. Enough. To be like, oh, how does mine look in comparison? Like, am I even doing enough? Like, me who has lived my life, I need to research myself. Like, come on now. That's what it'll do yeah, to you. Yeah,
I've done that too. Like, maybe not so, like, because for STEM, like, of course, like, I have a LinkedIn, but, like, it's not really used to, like, get that many opportunities. Like, yeah, here yeah. and there, like, research opportunities and stuff like that, but, like, not really. But I definitely always catch myself up. A perfect example that I have, this happened last semester, and this was eye-opening, which is so funny because it was my junior year, and I don't know. I know a lot of you, maybe older folks, might be like, Shivani, like, how did this not click your freshman year? But I don't right. know. I think I'm always like, I am competitive as well. Chinaz and I both are very extremely competitive. So it comes with obviously flaws in being competitive. And sometimes you really do think that, at least for me, like sometimes you really just think that you're inferior to the rest of your class. Like you think mm-hmm. that you just don't
have fallen
know
off
anything.
The face of the earth.
Yeah, you don't know anything and you're stupid, even though the professor is talking to you completely normal, because the professor knows that there's other people that are literally like flunking out of the right. class. But so like either way, it doesn't matter. They can like even flunking, those people flunking get A's at some point somehow in that class. I don't know how it works. But the point is that a perfect example was like last semester, like we were in a lab, like one of my biochem labs, and like lab is like a place where like I just love, because it's you do it, you see a result, and you know you did it right. Like that's really how it is.
Yeah, and the way you talk about labs, I like know you love it. Like I just know you do.
Yeah, but although I don't want to go into research in my life, like I enjoy it, but I know that I enjoy something more. So
you enjoy practice. You know you're gonna enjoy practice even more than researching. Yeah. But you know that you're good at both of them, so you're just gonna be a fantastic doctor. I feel the exactly. same about the law. Like I love to research. I don't love to write, but I love to demonstrate what I've researched and discover something new and use writing to portray that. That's different than
knowing. No, Chinasa is an amazing. I know we're going off topic again, but Chinasa is an amazing writer. Like I've read some of her, because like just to support, even though like it doesn't really matter, because like it's not like every click like gets her anything. But like sometimes like on LinkedIn, because this girl will post, she'll be like, "I was so honored to publish this
article." That's just because I want people to read my article, please.
And so you know, sometimes it catches my eye. Like sometimes on the timeline, like I'll see it sometimes, some of the things that she posts. And sometimes I have the privilege to be able to read some of her work. And let me tell you guys, like, as a STEM major, I'm like, imagine if there was, like, a dot, dot, dot above my head.
Do you remember Charlie Brown? Or I don't remember what it was, where they had, like, the crumple. Like, they would, like, draw, like, squiggly lines yeah. above the head to show confusion.
Yeah, no. She's an amazing writer. Like, there was one paper that I genuinely, like, sat down, I printed it out, and, like,
You printed it out?
I annotated it to, like, understand, like, what you were trying to say. Like, I had to, like, define, like, every other word. But it's fine.
That's actually not a compliment. That means I need to write more clearly. Because I'm very in academia, I'm actually mad because I think that there's a lot of barriers and gatekeeping that take place. Like sometimes I wonder if academia is really for the general populace to gain knowledge, or whether it's just virtue signaling all around, whether people are just trying to like be like, oh, I'm smart, like read my paper but don't actually read it, I'm just smart so you won't understand.
Oh, that's it's definitely the latter.
In STEM, it's just like, we're so smart, we don't want you to get it. But that's literally gatekeeping. Oh, 100%. And it's fine.
I had this conversation. It's so funny because, like, I'll go back to the other thing, but, like, it's so funny because, like, my cousin, he's a cardiologist, and we were just talking about this where he was like, you know, like, right now, like, it's just all books and everything, but, like, after, like, once you hit that, like, once you pass that, like, you're going to enjoy this so much. Like, I think he was, like, trying to, like, get me, like, motivated and hype. Inspired. And I'm like, boy, like, I'm good. Like, don't worry. Like, I have the motivation right now, but, like, mm-hmm. But, like, I think that's what is so funny with, like, academia, because you have to do so much for something that you, like, for something, you have to do so much to get to where you want to be. And everything that you had to go through is, a lot of the times, irrelevant to the point where you want to be. That's something exactly. that I'm noticing, at least.
With medicine, like, everyone wants to get published even though they have no intention of continuing doing research. It's like for some people it's a check mark
on, it's like, a checkbox
ideal, like, to-do list before they
apply. Because I mean and you know, I will say that I don't think that that's really the student's fault. I think that's the institution's fault for putting those setup. Type of expectations. And then no wonder there aren't enough scientists and researchers in the United States, because you give these internships and you give these opportunities to pre-health, pre-med students that clearly have a desire to be, like, in practicing medicine, I feel
Talk
like.
Talk about it. Wow. I'm learning then, as I'm literally learning right now from Shivani.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I feel like it makes a lot of sense, does it not? Like, let's be, I mean, we're very transparent. Like, our health infrastructure is not the best. Like, let's, like, we shouldn't be fronting. Yeah. Who are we fronting? Like,
yeah, the policy, yeah, there's a lot of people at fault for that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's not just that, but it's like, a lot of, like, even, like, the scientific research, our own, like, the COVID vaccines, my dude, they were heavily studied in Germany. They were, like, heavily experimented in a different country. And, like, not that I'm, like, a Hail America or anything, but I'm just saying is that we have so much, like, potential. USA pride. And it's just so mm-hmm. funny because it's, like, I, as a pre-med, I can see where the problem is. Like, I can see why there aren't enough biochemists and scientists and, like, physicists. It's because we're giving these pre-med students
the all position, the opportunities,
all the opportunities, resources. And then they leave the second that they get into medical school.
Right, it's PA, like, deuces, school. I did what I need to do. And then what happens to all the people who could have potentially done something else? And I think that that's actually such a strong trend, because there's almost this presumption that if you're studying science, you must be pre-med. Like, there's no other reason why you'd put yourself, quote unquote, through all of that if you're not going to do pre-med and ultimately become a doctor and make, like, a generous salary and all of that. Like, I remember I was talking to this freshman my sophomore year who was taking orgo as a freshman, first of all. She's brilliant.
Oh, wow.
And I was just talking to her, and she was acing it. Like, she loved it. Even though she would, like, be stressed every time she talked to me, she would ultimately ace the exam. That's and amazing. She's the type to be, like, saying, oh my gosh, exam is so hard. Oh my gosh, one question I really didn't know. But then she'd come back with, boom, ace. And I'm like, okay, we're definitely on different levels. And if I was in this class with you, I would have a really hard time being your friend in this class, because it would actually hit me.
I'm so sorry, but that's a gunner.
Yeah, that's, you're like a gunner. A gunner. Like a, goodbye. A super kind gunner. But you're a gunner.
Super kind gunner.
I was talking to her when I first met her, and I was like, oh, so given all of this, you're probably just pre-med. You want to get your recommendations. You want to get all your recs, like, your requirements done early.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I actually, like, want to become a professor in chemistry, like, one day. And I was like, boom, light bulb. Totally makes sense. But why is it that I assume that if she's in STEM, she's got to be pre-med? Like, that is a problem.
And that also has to do, has to do with our backgrounds, I would say, I think. Because, mm-hmm. like, as a desi, like, if anyone says, oh, like, I'm a bio major, or, like, I'm any of the STEM majors, bio, biochem, chemistry, like, pre-med major, which is the most useless major ever. But anyway, like, mm-hmm. any of those majors, like, immediately, like, the light bulb is, oh, like, they are pre-med or pre-dental or pre-health. Like, that's where it's at. And it's bad, because I don't know. I think it's just because of the expectations from our family that's put on us. Yeah. I guess, so that, like, that expectation kind of goes with all the DSEs. Like, it's just understood that, like, if you're picking, like, one of those STEM majors, then you're going into pre-health
unless you say, like, engineer, at least.
Yeah,
an engineer.
But then it would be like an engineering major, and you're like,
right,
of course, engineer.
Of course, it makes sense. And I feel like we all project that onto other people. Like, there's so many things that I realize now as I get older that I project onto others, even sometimes when I'm judging people. Like, honestly, like, that's the ugly side. Like, everyone has an ugly side, and I'm not gonna be one to preach one thing and then not be real with people about, like, the reality of what I'm preaching. And of course, like, we all judge every now and then. And sometimes when I'm, like, I'm scrolling through Instagram, or, like, usually envy and judgment go hand in hand, like, judging people, because you'll get jealous of them. And then you'll try to explain away, like, why they're where they are. And, like, that's something that's happened to me. That's something that I've done to others. That's just something that it's better to recognize when you're doing it and stop yourself and ask yourself questions rather than pretend it doesn't exist, because it does. And sometimes when we're jealous of people, we'll then kind of go, like, oh, you know, but there's this is the reason why they did this. Or, you know, well, she did get this achievement, but she also flunked orgo or something like that. Or try to, like, balance it out to make yourself feel better. But, like, just judging other people is just something that I think we also tend to project onto other people, and as it's done to us, we then reflect it onto other people, and it's just a problem. But I think my philosophy on life is we all make mistakes, we all have problems, but you're the thing that determines whether you're a good or bad person is whether you want to do something about it, like whether you're intentionally trying to change for the better, whether you're just like, oh, I'm not, or whether you're in denial about it.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, if you're in denial about it, like that's absolutely the worst. But
yeah,
I don't know, it's just so crazy to me, because like it just doesn't sit in my stomach, like, not to be the person to be like, oh, like I'm not like that, but I genuinely don't think I'm like that. Like I've admitted that, like, of course I'm gonna observe other people, of course I'm gonna make opinions, and sometimes they are a little obviously ugly, you know, and that's the price that you pay of jealousy. But
say the line
confidence is free, but you pay a price of jealousy,
period. If you're confident as a person, you're always gonna have haters. People are always gonna be jealous of you. Inevitable.
Literally.
Fact.
That's just how it is. It's like if you ever lead your own life, you will always have haters and you will always have jealous people behind you. And that applies for anyone else that you know. So it's like, if you if you are making these opinions and you have some, you feel some type of way, well, you should take a step back and you're like, okay, well, that person is minding his or her own business and doing his or her own thing, and that's why they're getting that type of result and getting what I want. So maybe what I should do is mind my own business and stay quote unquote in my own lane and just do what I need to do to get what I want from that observation, you know?
Exactly. It's just like it can be a little fire in your belly, but it shouldn't be consuming you in flames.
Exactly. That's well said. Like, that's exactly how I feel. Because once it becomes ugly, once it becomes to the point where the jealousy is
overwhelming you,
overwhelming the confidence of that person, that's the problem.
And
that's
unbalanced.
Yeah, and that's what I've experienced. Like, that's what Chinaz definitely has experienced. Like, in maybe, like, I won't say, like, friend, but even, like, acquaintances, like, that we thought could have been good friends. Right. It's a shame.
I have stories. We all have stories about close friends of ours that, for one reason or another, have become envious, and slowly it deteriorates friendships and eats away at friendships in a very unhealthy way. In fact, you know, sophomore year, me and Shivani actually made a pact that we weren't going to let, like...
Of high school, guys. High school.
High school, not college. In high school, we made a pact that we weren't going to let silly things like envy and jealousy, like, consume or destroy our friendship. Because high school can be a very toxic place. Everyone's always asking, what did you get on this test? What are you doing this summer? Like... always comparing.
It was
and
the best
up.
Thing that I think we did, because we definitely did ask each other freshman year, and I think we both, like, not that we felt the tension, but we were really good friends, and like we had a really good relationship, but along with that we were also competitors. And I think by us, like, being so transparent with each other, like, we were telling each other everything. Like, it wasn't like we were hiding things, but like, that made it more tense, and I think we both realized that, and I think we quickly came to that resolution of like, hey, let's just not tell each other, like, what we're doing, like, whether, like, especially when it's like, when it comes to like academics. I think that's where the line was. I don't think extracurriculars was really a hard line. Yeah. But the funny story, I have a funny story with that.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say, because I was thinking
it too.
Oh my
god, this girl. So so for FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, like, there's a chapter, it's similar, like, to Key Club, where there's chapters and there's, like, national chapters and stuff like that. But Chinaz and I belong to our own high school chapter, and then
there's a
state chapter. So one of our friends that's on the state board released, like, applications saying that, like, there's going to be, like, a committee, like, a New Jersey FBLA committee.
Membership committee.
Yeah, under, like, that VP of membership. And so I think, like, I saw, I think he posted it on his Instagram story or something, because I honestly don't know how. It wasn't even,
like, heavily publicized at all. Like, yeah, I don't like, even he know did, if it wasn't our like chapter we all got, talked about it.
Yeah, our chapter didn't know about it. It wasn't like we got emails or anything. Like, I really think that he just kind of like put it on his like Instagram story. But whatever. So like I, from my side of the story, right, like I applied. And in the back of my head, I was just like, you know, like I just have a feeling that like Chanel, like I think this is where, like in my head, I was like, I think this is where the line is like. She, it's not like she's told me that like that this is yeah. this is happening, so it's like, why should I tell her that this is happening?
That was the same thing that was going through my mind. I was like, this kind of goes into the under the boundary of not saying anything. Yeah, because it's not like heavily, like I feel like the boundary was if it's not something that's like already we're both exposed to and something that we yeah. both know about, like we're not gonna like go out of our way to like be like, oh, look at what I'm doing, because it just yeah. like wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary. So and then we come to find out, like we had to do interviews and everything. Like it was like a legit process. I don't know, looking back honestly, like that was stupid, but whatever. Like right. we did these interviews, and then he like assigned us like positions within the committee. So we get an email like saying like who had what position. So like, mind you guys, we did not know. We still do not know. Like, going for to it. Me, I know that like I applied, and honestly, I knew I killed it. Like I knew I received the position that I wanted. Like I could tell, I could feel it, and I'm sure Chanaza felt the same.
Right.
And we get an email and. I see my name, I'm like, yay. And then I see Nasiebu, like, in the line somewhere.
And I saw Shivani's name. And I was like, of course. And then the next day, I remember us walking to each other laughing. Like, we were literally yeah. both like, I'm crying. Or maybe we even called each other.
No, I think we, like, called each other. I think we FaceTimed each other that same day.
Because we FaceTimed, like, every night anyway, so it was bound to happen. But we literally were laughing. I remember that being the first reaction when we came on the phone. It was just funny.
And we were just laughing because we were like, oh my god, we're snakes.
We were like, we're such snakes, but we're not, because the boundary was there.
Yeah, there was a boundary there. Like none of us like obviously like felt like tight or mad about it or anything, but I think that's just like, it was so funny because like we're confident in each other and like there was no jealousy. And, like, we did what we had to do, like...
I think there is an Instagram post I saw on another podcast account that was saying something, like, it was, like, a pie chart of a healthy relationship, a healthy friendship. And one of the things on the slice of the pie, I think it was 15%. Honestly, the percentages were random. I was like, you can't quantify that. But one of the slices was no envy. And I think that it's really important to talk about that, because I think... envy, because it's hidden and underneath the surface, you can't tell people's intentions so quickly sometimes. I think me and Shivani are both pretty good at reading people. I think Shivani, I give people a little bit more benefit of the doubt, even though I see it. Shivani's more on the side of caution, which has worked in our favor oftentimes. Sometimes I'll just be like, I feel it. I sense exactly what you're sensing, because we sense it both. But I think how we deal with it is different. But we both helped each other out in different situations. Not the point. That's another episode. But I think that we've both also been hurt by envious, like, relationships in our past. And, like, even in college, like, I've had experiences that I might talk about in other episodes where it's just like, wow, like, I thought we were friends, but I like, you can literally, quite literally feel the wedge of envy kind of separate a friendship.
It's like that tension, and it's like not even in your heart, it's like in the middle of your chest. I know, like, yes. That's so weird for me to like explain it, but it's like, it's not like, it's right in the center of your chest, like you feel that tension like immediately, like it when cuts, you walk like into a the
knife
room,
it cuts like in a knife. The middle of you like a knife. It's like I feel a snake. I feel
a gut feeling. That's what I like to call it. Like, it's a gut feeling, and you have to trust. Like, and a lot of the times I haven't trusted my gut feeling, or like I make excuses. But nowadays, I'm a strong believer in signs, and I'm a strong believer in gut feelings, because at the end of the day, we're animals, and animals are born with these type of like senses in order to survive on Earth. And so it's just like we have to trust like those type of feelings that your brain like elicits, you know, like it senses something,
whether a warning, it's like an sign energy that there's danger. Yeah. It's literally adaptive. I took this I keep on going back to the like one or two STEM classes evolution in college, but yeah, it's adaptive to have that signaling because it's telling you danger so you don't get eaten or something.
Yeah,
obviously, exactly. Like we don't get physically eaten, but there are people out there that will eat you alive. Maybe not physically, but professionally. Like there are people who will be out to get you in the craziest ways and you have no ideas. On the other hand, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say some of them are honestly like your best friend. And you know, there friends are
close,
times.
Enemies closer. Some people live by that.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like I could never, because like I think not my hatred, but my dislike overpowers everything. Like I don't think I could be friends with a person that I genuinely don't like, but a lot of people can do it and power through it, and I don't know what pushes them through whatever they do. Hey. but sometimes it could be your best friend that really has like the worst intentions for you, and so that's why you just have to be so careful in this world, and that's why you should just, like, I know we keep repeating it, we're just like stay in your lane and do your thing, but it's like it's so true. It's like forget about your friends. Like for the only people you can trust in this world, and this is something that like my family has told me like countless times, and I think at this point it has drilled in. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of times, but I feel like it finally has like made sense, and it's at the end of the day you only have yourself, and lucky for me, my family. You know, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you only have yourself. And if you are lucky and if you are fortunate, you have your immediate family. Other than that, you really can't trust anyone. And like, I know that's so crazy because like I love Chinoza and like Chinoza is like exactly. My sister. And like I'm obviously trust her. But what I mean is that like, you know, at the end of the day, you can only fully trust
like,
yourself.
Put your full faith and confidence like. This kind of trust we're talking about is like my life.
Trust. Well, I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I think I would save your life. Like, it's not like I wouldn't. Not like, let me not like pause. Like, that pause wasn't me like not wanting to do that. But I think it goes even further than like life or death thing.
Yeah, it's like
I think it's like
I don't even know how to describe
it. It's like spiritual.
I don't even. Yeah.
It's like spiritual trust, which like I can't even put into words, but it's like, you know.
But you did.
Perfect example. Thank you. Perfect example would be like, I know Chinoza would like, because our friendship is so, there's so many years and so much that has gone, investment that has gone through our friendship. It will withhold through everything.
Stand the test of time.
Now I get married, Chinoza gets married, maybe our husbands don't like, knock on wood, that will never happen, but this is just a hypothetical situation, maybe our husbands don't like each other, like they don't vibe, whatever. Now we have two other parties in our lives. Like I have one person that is now a part of my immediate family that I have to consider, my other half, and she has her other half. So at the end of the day, like as much as we love each other, there could be a point in our time
where a new boundary.
There's a new boundary. And then that's where my family's advice, I guess, comes in, where it's like, at the end of the day, you can only trust yourself and your immediate family if you're lucky and if you're fortunate.
No, I completely agree with that. Like, and I think it is like spiritual, like Shivani said, because it's like, even in the Bible, it says like you like put your full trust in God. But it's just like we're on earth. Who do we trust on earth? It's like this spiritual trust. It really if you're lucky, you'll have family to put that in. But some people, you aren't even that lucky and they'll really be on their own and be like, hey, it's between like me and God or me and like whatever they find that they can put their trust in. But it's hard out here and there are haters and you'll never fully even know where haters are. But I will also, to close out, I will say that haters are an unfortunate reality, but they're also a sign that you're doing something right. If you're doing something right, you will have haters. And I think Shivani has said that, and I've agreed with her, and I've said it too.
I said it countless times. I'm like, my dude, if I have haters, I am doing something right. Like, because if I'm if I'm not doing something right, then wow, like all these haters are really wasting their time. You know, it's like there's a, if these haters are wasting their time talking about you, you are literally doing something right. You know, like they're literally wasting their time talking about you.
They're spending energy that they should be tending their own gardens with, instead having you in their mind and spending time thinking exactly about that.
And I love it. I thrive off of that. I'm not gonna lie.
And me and Shivani actually got our first hater on Call Me Whenever. Hey hater. I'm kidding. Not hey hater, but hi. Nice to meet you. No, but we did get our first like hate email on our Gmail. Honestly, also if you want to send us like lovely comments about what you think, send them to us. Like email us at callmewheneverpodcast@gmail.com. But also put it on our Apple Podcast if it's positive feedback, because that will definitely help us dead. More.
I love how she like saw my face and quickly.
Yeah, I was like, it will still bring a smile to our face if we see it on our Apple Podcast.
No, we would love to see. We would love to get some emails of like what you liked. Maybe that might be easier, so you can have like a direct connection with us, and you know we respond to all of our emails. So like if you definitely want to have like a small little conversation of what you liked, what you didn't like, we'd love to like form that relationship. Like honestly, we're like super eager to form those type of relationships. So I definitely agree with what Chinaza said. But yeah, no, like that hater really, like that's like closing thought, I guess, but like that hater really, like that's how another example of how our like friendship works in these type of situations. Like Chinaza quickly deleted that email or put it in the spam folder before I could see it. And then like maybe like a week or two later, she brought it up and she was like, yeah, like we got our first like hate email. So like I went to go find it. Like I found it. I read it. And it was like literally two sentences, right? But like it bothered me. Like it literally, it burns. And like I am, as much as like I talk all this, like however I do talk, I'm a very sensitive person. Some may even say my family says overly sensitive sometimes. Like I can be a beast when I have to be a beast, which is like almost majority of the time. But then like when it's something like my passion, like this, or like even like what my career that I want to do, like if I had a doctor walk up to me and be like, you're not cut out for this, like I think I would cry because I'd be like,
yeah, I can't imagine. What?
So, you know, like things like that, like my passion and like my family, like any of those type of situations, like I will immediately be so overly sensitive and overly emotional. But then when it comes time to like destroy my enemies, like I'm ready.
Right, to fight. And that's honestly, that's the reality. Like underneath that heavy piece of armor is a heart, like a very real heart. And again, to our hater, hello. Hello, as Adele says.
Goodbye.
And also, there's a song by Carrie Hilson. Okay, don't hate me if that's not the name, but it is Carrie Hilson. And it's actually inspired the title of this pod, Don't Hate Me Because I'm Confident. It goes, my name is Carrie. Well, my name's Naza. My name is Naza. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. And then all this other stuff. But the hook is, all eyes on me when I walk in. Don't. No question that this girl's a 10. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate me cause I'm confident. That's just a spin on it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's cute. But I like the lyrics. I've never actually, I don't know if I, it doesn't sound like
Pretty
I know
Girl
the
Rock?
Song.
I'm going to show it to you. Like we're going to listen
to
it.
Yeah, but I love the lyrics. So I'm definitely going to
You're
going to
love the lyrics even more when you hear them all. So Call Me Whenever, gang. Before we close out today, we have a little special something to highlight for you guys. Some of our good friends in the podcasting world, Ariana and Kaylee, have a podcast called Unproblematic Podcast. Guys, it is so, so good. Like, these women are truly incredibly funny, incredibly well-read compared to me and Shivani. No, they read a lot. So in their podcast, pretty much the most recent one talks about red flags in friendships and relationships, kind of just talking about a lot of funny experiences that these women have had. These women are witty, sassy and sharp. So I highly, highly recommend you check out Unproblematic Podcast. You can also check them out on Instagram at Unproblematic Podcast. But overall, Ariana and Kaylee are just so funny. And I think you're really, really going to enjoy this episode. I know I did for sure. But guys, check them out.
Ah, love it. But as you guys already know, like Chanaz already said, honestly, I guess we're adding something new to this spiel, but email us. Go to Apple Podcast, type in Call Me Whenever, leave a review.
Tell your friends.
And as always,
call us whenever. Bye guys. Love you.